This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'll go slower. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of this conversation. And I always appreciate the time that you spend with us, whether it's, you know, in the chat room or texting me, sending me emails. You can always send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And, you know, get involved, get engaged, be part of, as I say. Not they say, I say. So, you know, we've got so much, and I don't want to sound like some other people, but we've got so much happening in the news. And you heard earlier tonight when I was talking about distractions, because we have plenty of them. Right, I mean, anytime we turn around, we're hearing stories about things that are going on. You really need to pay attention, and I mean, you know, really pay attention. And what's happening overseas as well, because a lot of that's being kind of hidden, pushed apart, pushed aside, drowning out other things that are going on, or I should say, the local stuff is drowning out what's going on in whether it's North Korea, China. We need to keep tabs or track of those as well. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I like to do a little bit of a smorgasbord kind of thing at this time. And all the crazy stories that kind of go flying by, we don't really pay much attention to. We don't give them much thought. We should. We should take action. We should give them thought. And, you know, we always hear about how much the wall is going to cost us. Oh, you know, the big bucks it's going to cost us and all this. Well, now this is not an article from Fox News or Red Wing News or Red Right Side, Real Side, you know, whatever news. This is from MSNBC. Mexicans are stealing border wall materials. And they use it for their own home security. What do you think of that? They have nothing to be afraid of, right? It's not like we're going south of the border and going on their property, killing their livestock, breaking into their homes. However, what you want to say, you might use it to describe a border wall, big or perhaps even beautiful. Maybe we need to replace that were readily stolen. Anonymous Mexican officials told the local San Diego TV station that there are 15 to 20 people have been arrested for stealing wire from the U.S.-Mexican border, the razor wire, right? And is selling it to security-minded homeowners in Tijuana. U.S. troops installed the fencing on November 2018, urging of President Donald Trump. He's concerned about the caravan of migrants. He said, we've detected that the barbed wire that was installed in the border area is no longer there. It went gone. Marco Antonio Sotomayor, the Secretary of Public Safety in Tijuana, confirmed at the San Diego Union Tribune that we know about the stealing of the wire. United States authorities who have asked us for help Now, the Mexican authorities told the Union Tribune that those arrested were mostly Mexican citizens. One Tijuana resident who had the wire installed said the man who sold it to her sure didn't tell. She said he sure didn't seem Mexican. Surprised they didn't say that was a racist comment, right? The woman, identified as Veronica, told the newspaper in Tijuana that a man had blue eyes, blonde hair, didn't speak Spanish well. The residents paid 40 pesos to have the razor-sharp fencing material installed outside their homes. That's about $2.10. Wouldn't that be your first clue? Didn't cost much. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-7325. Come on, I like the stupid little story. Sorry. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-7325563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you just being involved in the conversation. Right? I mean, again, there is so much crazy stuff going on right now. We could do these stories all night. Not that I want to. You know when President Oblamo got the Pulitzer Peace Prize? Remember that?
Nobel
Peace Prize, sorry. That's because my next story is about the Pulitzer Prize. Nobel Peace Prize. Before he even did anything, before he got in office, before he was able to make anything happen. And, you know, now, you know, they're having second thoughts about that, but that's beside the point. Well, now the Washington Post, remember they got, they won a Pulitzer Prize for the Russian collusion reporting. Come on, let that sink in for a second. They won a prize, a coveted prize, for Russian collusion reporting. Before the story was done, before the investigation was done. Right? There are going to be no more indictments. The investigation's over. No evidence of collusion. And why isn't there, why hasn't there been a retraction of the prize? What do you think? We know there'll be no reckoning among members of the media. I mean, none of them are going to say anything. We already know that. We've been through that. You heard it, I mean, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DFC, all of them have had the same kind of rhetoric. No, we're not going to apologize. We reported the facts as they came in. No, that's not true. They reported what they believed to be facts based on what they made up in their head. Right? They wanted him indicted and impeached so badly, they're willing to believe anything. They believe that, you know the sad part? You've seen the memes, right? All this investigation, Russia had nothing to do with it. So apparently, Hillary lost to Donald Trump. That's got to hurt. Show me senior host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a little bit.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
I remember doing the time warp.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you. Time warp. My God, this is going to be like a drug warp at this point. I mean, seriously. Somebody recently sent me an article during the break. By the way, if you send me like five or six during the break, I can't read them all. It's from the teaparty.org, but it's still... what they laid out is 50 Hollywood stars who have accused Trump of treason, right? For colluding with Russia. Now, I'm just trying to figure out, is there any way to charge these people with something, right? I mean, seriously, when you think about this, with the fan base that they have, how much trouble could they have caused? How much damage slash trouble could they have caused? I mean, it could have been a real issue here. Anyway, back to my other story. So, I was talking about the Pulitzer Prize that both the Washington Post and the New York Times won for their reporting, not on human interest stories, not on the economy, but strictly for Russian collusion reporting. The prize is for reporting that bolstered the narrative that Trump and his associates committed treason by working with a foreign government to win the election. Two outlets have shared a joint award from Pulitzer for deeply sourced... Now, here's what they said, right? I can't even get this out of my mouth. For deeply sourced... reported coverage in the public interest that dramatically furthered the nation's understanding of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election and its connections to the Trump campaign, which all of that was recently proved totally 100% false. The president, I mean, do they pull these prizes back? Was there money that went along them? Did they get the money back? The president-elect's transition team and his eventual administration team was, and the New York Times entry submitted in this category was moved into contention by the board, and then they were awarded the prize jointly. So after all this reporting, even when they knew some things weren't quite right, they still gave them the awards. In its article about receiving two Pulitzers, the Post bragged that its reporting helped set the stage. Ready for this? So if they helped set the stage, then shouldn't they also be responsible or held accountable? They set the stage for special counsel's ongoing investigation of the administration. So the investigation concluded that even though the media repeatedly shouted that there was smoke, so there had to be fire, it turned out not, you know what it was? It wasn't even fire. It was vape. Right? It was vapor. One of the Post Pulitzer Prize winning articles was about former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn talking to Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak during the presidential transition, alleging it was potentially in violation of the law. Flynn was indicted in the Mueller investigation for apparently lying about his contacts and not about anything illegal. It is not illegal, by the way. Once he is president-elect, especially, it's not illegal for him to start making contacts. It's not illegal for him to start setting up being president. This is hilarious. As the Federalist's Molly Hemingway suggested, the Flynn probe created its own crime. You know, this is really funny. Usually what happens in a crime or in an investigation, somebody shows up with evidence of some kind of a crime. Shows up with evidence. In this case, there was no evidence to start with. It was phony evidence. And they went looking to pin somebody with the crime. They figured if they put enough pressure on the people around Trump, somebody would crack. Somebody would say something. Somebody would do something. Didn't happen, did it? I mean, they don't understand a guy like Trump. Whether you like him or hate him, he's got some really thick skin, doesn't he? But it really is not that much different than Obama. Obama had some pretty thick skin, too. He didn't care what you thought. He was going to do whatever he darn well pleased, no matter what you thought. Another of the Post Pulitzer Prize winning articles was about then Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions. He also met with Kislyak while he was a legislator. The media portrayed, you know, these legislators meet with Russians, Chinese, all the time. There's nothing new here. Right? And it's so often, it's such a non-issue that when you ask them, did you meet with so-and-so, they probably wouldn't know most of the time. Yeah, I think I met with some Russian, not agents, but, Russian ambassadors, people that had to do with Russian businesses or associated in some way. The media portrayed this as Sessions lying about meeting with the Russians regarding the Trump campaign. In reality, Sessions met with the Russian ambassador as part of his job. He was part of the Senate Armed Services Committee. As for the Times, it boasted of its reporting about Trump's oldest son, Donald Trump Jr. Right? It's just amazing. I mean, these guys all had to have something to do with it. Why? Because they were tied to Trump. And if any part of anybody in the group had something to do with the Russian, they were all guilty all of a sudden. You know, then there was Paul Manafort. He met with a lawyer linked to the Kremlin, which got him in all this other trouble. Good, bad, or indifferent, whether he did it or not, not for me to call. Natalia Veselinskaya, whatever her name is, was actually providing the campaign with disinformation from Democrat opposition research obtained by Fusion GPS. Well, you don't hear any of this from the mainstream commentators, right? Remember, this is it was all compiled by ex-British intelligence agent Christopher Steele. Right, and Fusion GPS founder Glenn Simpson. This goes on and on and on with this stuff. None of that is ever talked about by mainstream media. CNN never talks about the money the Dems spent for the dossier. Excuse me, the dossier. The money the Dems spent to get it out there, knowing that it was bad. The Dems and the FBI and the DOJ, who knew that this wasn't real or true. But yet these guys still get the Pulitzer Prize. Makes no sense to me. This is why people don't trust the media anymore. They don't get it. They think it's all because... Think of the power that Trump and Fox have, according to the left-stream media. He can change the world. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to the Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't. You're listening to the Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has failed to overturn President Trump's veto of a resolution blocking his national emergency declaration. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged members to override the president's veto on constitutional grounds.
We take an oath to the Constitution, not to the President of the United States.
Republican Mike Rogers said this is not about the Constitution.
I've been on the Homeland Security Committee since it was established as a select committee after 9/11. Not one time in the history of that committee has there been any partisan dispute about the need for a barrier at the wall until Donald Trump became president.
The vote fell short of the two-thirds majority needed to override the president's veto, leaving only legal challenges standing in the way of the president's border wall. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 141 points, the S&P up 20, and the NASDAQ up 54. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
How do you think I'd look in a zoot suit? Look like a whale with stripes. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, it's reading, and truly being part of the conversation. I got to tell you something. You can beat a troll. I have somebody that's been trolling me for a long time. And I just stayed on him and stayed on him. Didn't let him get away with anything. And you know what he finally did? He blocked me. Because he couldn't respond to the truth. Couldn't handle it.
It took a couple years.
But you know what? Every time you poke him, you know what happens, right? They can't stand it. And then they throw out a whole bunch of garbage. They look like idiots. And at some point in time, I don't know. Maybe common sense hits them. Maybe it doesn't. I don't really care. All I know, I can't see him anymore. Thank you, Jesus. All right, back at it. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. Before we move away from that one story, I want to come back to something we were doing with Smollett earlier. And everybody's talking. You know, I'm watching some of the stuff happening on Facebook. And the only reason I go to Facebook for some of these comments is because you're seeing some of the way that people are thinking and what they're saying and how they're working through. Let's be clear about something. The state attorney's office insisted that the deal that they made on Smollett did not exonerate him. So it didn't say that that he was cleared of everything, right? It simply says that they have other things to go chase. They're more interested in tracking down gun violence, is what they said, which is a joke. Why aren't they making a dent? What are they doing? Really, what kind of money are they spending to curb? And they shouldn't call it gun violence. How much is it violence? You got people being beat to death, stabbed, shot, run over by cars in your streets. Don't blame it all on guns. Even Rahm Emanuel, at one point in time, in a moment of clarity, So the problem was that the people in the streets had no respect for the law. They had no respect for... Well, why should they? You don't. Your clan doesn't. Your group doesn't. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't, again... Talk about leading by example. Look at what you guys have done for years and years and years. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I'm starting to hope and believe that maybe some Americans are being woken up at this point in time, or being, what do you guys call it, woke? And they're seeing some of the words that are dribbling and coming out of and spewing out of Congressman Omar's mouth and AOC's mouth and that kind of stuff. And they'll actually do something about it for once. They'll actually make a move, make a change. I doubt it, but one can hope, right? So, you know, what's his name? Donald Trump. Remember him? You know, the guy that hates women. He hates blacks. Because, you know, he's racist. Did you know that? Right? I mean, hates gays, transgenders, lesbians. And what's funny about it is that on a consistent level, or on a consistent basis, he is always appointing, holding up people in those categories on a regular basis. Right now, Trump has 7 women currently serving as senior White House advisors. That is more than any of his 3 predecessors, right? Didn't he appoint or nominate the first woman to the CIA? Yeah.
Director.
Excuse me. He's the director of the CIA. Right, but think of, this is what I've been saying. This is derangement. These people are deranged. They don't get it. They don't understand. So if it kind of like, I hate seafood, but I have fish 5 nights a week. Doesn't make any sense. At the same time in their presidencies, Obama, Bush, and Clinton had Obama had 5, Bush had 3, and Clinton had 5 at the same times. Right? And when you look at everything that's going on, now, before Clinton, they appointed so few women to the top of jobs that Trump's record may be higher than any chief executive in history. You know how he loves to always say that, right? But this isn't him saying this. This is the New York Post saying this. When you look at Trump's appointees, right? White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, Counsel to the President Kelly Conway, CIA Director Gina Haspel, Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen, Senior Advisor Ivanka Trump, the President's daughter, obviously, the Director of Legislative Affairs, Shahira Knight, and the Director of Strategic Communications, Mercedes Schlapp. Right? And then he had 8 until the, what's her name, Nikki Haley resigned. So, for a man who can't stand women, who doesn't like women, he is sure as heck confused as to what that means, isn't he? Again, this is the stuff that just lights me up. It's really, really, really funny. They make these accusations, and they really don't know what any of this means. So let's have some fun. I don't know. If I played this before, let me know. Okay. But I'm sorry. I enjoy this stuff too much. I know it's really weird, but I do. So apparently the students on college campuses have decided the First Amendment's okay, but you have to limit it. So you have a freedom of speech that's limited. Is that still freedom of speech? I'd say no, but I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Where do you think the line should be drawn on what speech should be allowed, and then what speech crosses a line and shouldn't be allowed on campuses?
I think if it's like hateful and like disrespectful to specific groups, then that's not okay. But
I can be disrespectful to you though, right? I have the right, right?
Yeah, but so nice.
But does the Constitution say I have to be nice, though?
No, I don't know.
It's okay to disagree, but you have to do it respectfully and in an adult manner, because if you're going to talk about free speech, then you need to back it up with facts and not just your personal opinion.
But as far as having the right to speak up, I'm allowed to be disrespectful, right?
No.
I am, though, right? I mean, the First Amendment says I can speak out.
But if you're... If it's free speech, aren't you allowed to say what you want to say? Or is it only free as long as it falls within the guidelines of what you want it to say? I'm always thoroughly confused by their logic line of, well, illogical line of thinking.
I mean, if you want to be an asshole,
oh,
that's your
sorry.
Life choice. Okay.
But it's more about having the right to do so.
I don't think so.
As long as what you're doing is respectful, you should be allowed to do whatever you want.
What if I'm disrespectful? Should I still be allowed to speak?
I should be allowed to speak, but if you're directly offending someone with, like, racial slurs or something, then, I mean, you should be escorted off campus or asked to stop.
Or anything that would make another one uncomfortable of, like, moral issues, you know? Like, you wouldn't say something rude to another person, you know? Treat others...
I have the right to be rude to you, though, right? Can't... I mean, I can be rude to you if I want, though. That's my right.
You can be rude,
but
it needs to be... The line needs to be drawn on where... I don't know.
I mean, I want you to think about this. Here you have somebody who's trying to tell you what you should and shouldn't do, but they don't know what you should and shouldn't do is. They have no real clue, do they?
These people could be on your jury.
What's that?
These people could be on your jury.
Oh, God, I know. I didn't even think of that. Thank you for making me even more sick than I was a minute ago. That's right. She's right. These people could end up on a jury, you know, deciding what your fate is. That's got to scare you to no end. And I apologize for the language. I thought I caught it all.
I don't know how to form it. I know my opinion. I just don't know how to form it. I think that you can be rude, but as long as you are not saying anything discriminatory and anything, you know.
How can you take a stand on something that you haven't thought through, that you don't know what it means? How does that work? Ask it for a friend. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American.
We are back. You're listening to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. And, you know, we're discussing, there's a bunch of students on college campuses here in California And when it comes to the amendments, when it comes to the government, when it comes to how we actually operate as a republic, not a democracy, a republic, they have no clue. And to watch them, you know, I've said this for a long time, the students now can never say, I don't know. It's almost like it's a mortal sin. Excuse me. It's almost like it's a sin to say, you don't know, you're not informed enough to make a decision or comment. They comment on everything. It is infuriating for them to open their mouths because they think they have a clue and they actually don't. Take a listen.
I understand you have free rights to say what you want about people, but when it's like negatively impacting our school as a whole and other students around you, like that's crossing the line.
The line should be crossed where, you know, another person is either personally attacked or a group of people are personally, victimized within that speech.
If you're just saying useless rhetoric, then you shouldn't be not allowed to, but you should maybe have to ask for a permit or something and ask for permission in advance.
So I think there is a level of political correctness that needs to be there, but I don't really know.
I think free speech is important as long as you can do it in a respectful manner that doesn't degrade other people.
I think that people are allowed to have your opinion, but as long as you're not being hateful towards other people and, you know, causing an issue.
On one hand...
But what's hateful? See, that's where I always get nervous. When they start talking about it not being hateful, and you can't talk a certain way, and you can't say... who decides what hateful is? I've been called a lot of names. People have come at me in a lot of ways. I don't consider it hateful. I just consider them ignorant and let them say what they have to say. And then I get to use my tongue on them, if you know what I mean. Anyhow.
Hate speech obviously is something you don't want having go around, but I do think everyone is entitled to their opinion.
Well, it's very obviously put right before, like, hate speech and, like, things that people know is obviously wrong.
There's obviously things that maybe don't need to be said, but if that's how someone feels, like, they should be allowed to say it, like, and they'll get their own consequences for that. But, like, if you have an opinion, whether it's right or wrong or whether it's, like, mean or nice, like, it's your opinion.
President Trump this week is signing an executive order saying that if a university does not defend the First Amendment on campus and students' free speech rights, that they could lose taxpayer funding. What's your thought on that? Do you think that's a positive or negative step?
I feel like it's positive. I mean, I feel like to a certain extent free speech is really important, especially for young people today, because there's so many things that, like, we have a different take on than people who are in power. Like, universities, like, regardless of their personal, like, beliefs, need to, like, allow their students to have their own.
All right, so I'd like an amendment to the First Amendment. And the amendment to the First Amendment should be if you use like more than three times in a one-minute conversation, you lose your First Amendment rights. What do you think? Anybody with me? Raise your hand.
Thoughts. Seems like a reasonable idea, but I personally don't really like Trump, so I feel like there's, like, some undercurrent that I probably wouldn't agree with, to be honest.
Now, notice that her comments aren't based on what's right for everybody. Her comments aren't based what, for, you know, First Amendment should be open to everyone. She doesn't like what Trump says. She doesn't like Trump. So because of that, there should be limitations, which is what most of the left does today anyhow. Even if the president uses the exact same words in the exact same speech, the exact same way that President Obama did, he's a racist and Obama wasn't. He's a homophobe and Obama wasn't. He's a xenophobe and Obama wasn't. It's really sick.
Shouldn't be the university against the student, and there's so many controversial topics that need to be, like, exploited and talked about, so universities should be behind that, like, behind, like, liberating the ideas that students have.
I mean, I kind of agree with it that they shouldn't be allowed to, you know, get those taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, I guess so, because if they're getting, like, state funded, I don't really know.
I get serious coming from, because, like...
All right. Those terms always make me nuts. They make Joe crazy. Just remember that. You can't have an opinion on something, spew the opinion, and then say, I don't know. So what did you do? Just spew a minute and a half of I don't know? I can get that anywhere. There are ignorant people all over the place. What is so hard about saying I don't know up front, really haven't given it much thought? I don't know.
Free speech is a right, but, like, there are some things where you just can't say. on like a campus institution that could get you in trouble.
You go to college and university and stuff like that. It's a very diverse population group, so it should accommodate to all.
I would think it would be a positive, actually, if nothing else. I do think free speech is important.
I'm Kevin Phillips.
You know, head over, you really got it. These guys are great, right? Head over to Campus Reform. A lot of great videos over there. They deal with a lot of great topics over there, things that you and I should be dealing with or should at least understand, you know, what it's all about. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Appreciate the time that you're, you know, spending on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved. You need to be involved in the conversation. For me, it's that simple. The you know, you're going to see this thing with Smollett. You're going to see all kinds of stuff, you know, popping up in the news now. You know, and when you start having people like Tom Brokaw, when you have people like Ted Koppel coming out of retirement, and they start talking about how bad it is, how bad the news, the people that they belong to, how bad the news is, then that's a problem. I mean, big problem. And then they go after them. So it shows you how far the left is out of touch with reality, that when the old-timers, and not that Tom Brokaw or any of these guys were saints, that they didn't leave little tidbits of information out. But when these guys start coming out and go, my God, this is getting crazy. There is no longer any balanced news stories. Nothing. NBC News special correspondent, former NBC Nightly News anchor Tom Brokaw, he's warning that big media companies, hey, you fail to cover stories from all angles. Far from it. He went on to say, my impression is, the people at NBC now, let me see, the people at NBC know that I think there's too much duplication. There's too much repeating the same all day long, he said. Tell me something new. Tell me something that takes the story a little further down the road. Get the heck out of Washington, out of New York. Go out there and cover it where it's going on. Find out what's happening before you open your mouth. This is coming from Tom Brokaw. Right? I mean, think about it. For Brokaw, who was diagnosed with incurable multiple myeloma, don't even know what that is. I'm sure somebody will tell me. He said politics keep him distracted from the cancer, keeps him active. We're living through a very dynamic time, to put it mildly, in American politics. He said, it's important to me as my cancer is, and I think it helps me get through the cancer, he shared. He says, so I'm not dwelling on this cancer all the time. I've got a fatal cancer. I don't. He says, I don't wake up thinking that way. Right? And, you know, again, he said, that was part of the blessing of my life is that I could pick up the phone. I could call the Mayo Clinic. They would make room, send a plane right now. He said, 99% of the people who get involved in this kind of situation don't have those opportunities. I'm keenly aware of that. So here's a guy who's got the money, he's part of the one percenters, if you would. He's got the money to be able to fight and battle cancer the way he wants to, not the way the insurance company has decided to let him do it, which is what we talk about all the time. We talk about Liberty Health Share when I have him on the show, and I have Dale Bellis on the show. It's a big deal. You get to call it the way you want to call it. You're not stuck by what the insurance company wants you to do. And he starts talking, you know, he said, look, I'm on medical marijuana, helps you with the pain and all that. But he goes back to say, here's the deal. When 99% of what you're reporting on is far left, it's the same story regurgitated over and over and over again, you're losing it. We don't win. You don't get your point across. And he's right. People shut down. They shut off. And same thing on the right. I have some guys on the right that make me nuts. Everything's breaking news. Everything's a load of stories. Everything, you know, I mean, some of the stuff is 7 hours old. All right, now I have to go calm down. Joe Mazzini, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Remember, there's so much going on every day. We're here tomorrow. Hopefully you will, too. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.